Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, May 21st, 2026. Tonight in Searsport, Friends of Sears Island and Carver Memorial Library are hosting a presentation by Julia Hilton Smith titled Historical Memory of Land Use Proposals at Sears Island. UMaine doctoral student Julia Hilton Smith explored the history of how people have used Sears Island from time before the arrival of European colonists through the many attempts to industrialize the land since the 1960s. Informed by local news archives and conversations with community members and state planners, this talk provides a brief history of Sears Island, ranging from pre-settler contact to the most recent plan for a floating offshore wind port. With this historical context in mind, this presentation will explore how persistent tensions around land use proposals are shaped by historical precedent, contested meanings of progress, and differing visions for the future of the island. The presenter, Julia Hilton Smith, is an energy anthropologist who holds a PhD in anthropology and environmental policy from the University of Maine. Her dissertation work explored how modernist logic shapes ongoing environmental conflicts related to energy transitions at Sears Island. Currently, Julia helps coordinate the Offshore Wind Research Consortium for the Maine Department of Energy Resources. That's happening tonight at the Carver Memorial Library on Union Street in Searsport at 6:30. It's free and open to the public, and advance registration is not required. We have a few more events coming up this weekend to let you know about in honor of World Fish Migration Day. The events that were mentioned on Tuesdays Around Town are linked on the archives for that day if you missed that. Maine Coast Heritage Trust let us know about three more events on the Orange, Narragansett, and Bagaduce Rivers that will focus on sharing fish passage plans and restoration updates. Quote, two of these rivers are preparing for major 2026 fishway construction projects, and partners will be publicly walking through the plans, renderings, and ecological significance. These are community-driven efforts to reopen habitat for alewives, shad, salmon, eels, and other migratory species, end quote. The Orange River event will happen in Whiting at the Maine Coast Heritage Trust office on Route 1 from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. A community gathering to share 2026 construction plans for the Orange River Mill Pond Dam Fishway, a key barrier on one of the largest freshwater sources flowing into Cobscook Bay. In Cherryfield, in the Narragansett River below the dam in downtown Cherryfield from 1 to 3 o'clock on Saturday, partners will present plans and renderings for a 2026 nature-like fishway to replace a dam that has blocked fish passage there for more than 65 years. And Penobscot, Brooksville, and Sedgwick will be celebrating the Bagaduce River at the Pierce Pond Boat Ramp from 11 to 2 on Saturday as part of Alewife Day, celebrating Maine's first fully restored watershed for fish passage after installation of 5 nature-like fishways. You can learn more about those events and several others around the state on the Maine Coast Heritage Trust website, which is mcht.org. And finally, Orland will celebrate Migratory Fish Day on Saturday with a festival celebrating the return of the alewives and blueback herring on the Orland Narragansett River. The day will feature a viewing of a fish weir led by Orland Fish Commissioner Pete Robshaw, cheering herring on as they migrate up the fish ladder at the Orland Dam. Speakers in the main tent, a special activity area for kids, booths, snacks. You can bring your binoculars and watch the water birds fish. The festival is free and open to the public, and it's on Saturday from 10 to 2 in Orland Village. You can find more information at townoforland.org. As always, I will put the links that were mentioned in today's program in the show notes on the archives at weru.org. That's up there right now as you're listening to this if you missed one of them. And a note, I will be away next week. There'll be no Around Town, but we have a new improved community calendar, so be sure to check that out and enter your events there. You can get to that at weru.org. Just look for the calendar button. Submit your own event, and the DJs read from that off and on throughout the day. So it's a good way to get word out. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.